again talking about the roles of antioxidants in preventing cancer. And the new direction I wanted researchers to look at was the role of preventing cancer rather than trying to cure it, because they weren't having too much luck. Now, fortunately, in the last 20 years, we've seen some progress, but the statistics are very discouraging. And every time you mention this, there's always five or six new developments that are so promising. It's just that 5 years later, that's all they turn out to be, was promising. I think as we get more information and understanding cancer, we'll have more success in curing cancer. But we are making great strides in preventing cancer. People are now realizing the dangers of all the chemicals in the environment, and they are realizing that fruits and vegetables and the antioxidant nutrients do indeed prevent cancer. And even new developments like shark cartilage are looking very promising. So I think right now it's a very optimistic picture with a long way to go. But the biggest thing that I have seen, Mark and Barb, is that the people who fund the research have finally come to understand that money had been spent in the wrong direction and it must be spent in other directions now. And we're seeing an understanding for the first time of the role of nutrition. A lot of studies are underway or have been put underway in the last couple of years that before wouldn't even been thought of. And when these studies are complete, which they'll be start coming in over the next 5 years, we're going to see some more changes.
Well, you know, it's funny that the term free radicals and antioxidants have become nearly like what we'll call common buzzwords now, because everybody's talking about them, and the roles that they play in any type of degenerative process in the system is nearly becoming accepted today. And a lot of people hear so much about it as it relates to heart disease, but I think they forget that a lot of the original studies found some of the research about what it was able to do for negative cell growth in the system.